Senate will please come to order. You got a quorum? Yeah, we do. Messages from the House.
From the House of Representatives, March 9, 2018. Message number 290, concurrence passed. Mr. President, the House did concur on Senate amendments to House Bill number 66, Purchase of Water Rights and Facilities, Ayes 60. Message number 291, the House did concur on Senate amendments to House Bill number 69, Impersonation Through Electronic Means, Spoofing, Ayes 57, Noes 3. Message number 292, the House did concur on Senate amendments to House Bill number 86, Medicaid Birth Cost Recovery, Ayes 38, Noes 22. Message number 293, concurrence passed. Mr. President, the House did concur on Senate amendments to House Bill number 93, Speeding Fines Amendments 2, Ayes 58, Noes 2. Message number 294, the House did concur on Senate amendments to House Bill number 119, Genetic Information Privacy, Ayes 60. Message number 295, the House did concur on Senate amendments to House Bill number 129, Glider Kit Vehicles, Title and Registration, Ayes 60. Message number 296, Mr. President, the House did concur on Senate amendments to House Bill number 162, Penitentiary Savings Fund Amendments, Ayes 60. Joint Conference Committee Report. Mr. President, House Bill number 40, Election Code Revisions. The House did adopt the Senate amendments. Signed, Representatives Zwanitzer, Stith, and Sweeney. Senators Case, Scott, and Von Flatern. Message number 297, Joint Conference Committee Report adopted. Mr. President, the House adopted the Joint Conference Committee number one report on House Bill number 40, Election Code Revisions. Ayes 59, excused 1. Message number 298, conferees appointed, Joint Conference Committee number 1. Mr. President, the Speaker appointed House conferees to meet with Light Committee number 1 from the Senate on amendments to Senate File 42. The House conferees are Representative Barlow, Chairman, Representative Giroux, and Representative Olson. Signed, Wendy Harding, House Chief Clerk.
Would Senator Perkins and Senator Bouchard come up here? Yeah, we can do it. Joint Conference Committee report. Okay, that order of business, Joint Conference Committee reports. Senator Case, are you ready on JCC1 to House Bill 40, Election Code Revisions?
Yes, sir, I am.
Okay, reading clerk, please read that one in.
Joint Conference Committee Report, House Bill 40, Election Code Revisions, reference Senate Message Number 218, signed by Representatives Zwanitzer, Stith, and Sweeney, Senators Case, Scott, and Von Flatern.
Senator Case.
Yes, thank you, Mr. President. I would move the Joint Conference Committee Report referencing Senate Message Number 218 to House Bill 40, Election Code Revisions. This has been a very sticky situation, Mr. President, but your conference committee went and we brought our own adhesive and we held our ground. So what we did, Mr. President, is we did settle out on the size of the bumper stickers. That took a long time. So they had 24 by 6 is what we had before. We had to shrink down a little bit, so now it's 4 by 16. That's the biggest commercial sticker you can actually buy. But there's further issues here. You got to be careful with your stickers. Provided, and so the whole thing goes in and it says, provided that there's only one bumper sticker per candidate affixed to the vehicle. Second point, bumper stickers are no larger than 4 inches high by 16 inches long. See, I'm really into regulation, Mr. President. The vehicle, and the vehicle is parked within the distance specified in this section only during the time the elector is voting. It's a great compromise, Mr. President, and it lets you have your stickers that don't apply to a candidate that's running that I've seen out there on the row when we walk in the morning, and you can have multiple stickers, just one per candidate, and nobody's going to give a rat's about this anyway, so let's pass it. Thank you, Mr. President. Urge your eye vote.
The motion is that the Senate do adopt the Joint Conference Committee Report Number 1 to House Bill 40, Election Code Revisions. You've been asked to vote aye. Chief Clerk will please call the roll.
Agar?
Aye.
Aye. Anderson?
Aye.
Aye. Anselmi Dalton?
Aye.
Aye. Baldwin?
Aye.
Aye. Barnard?
Aye.
Aye. Boner?
Aye.
Aye. Bouchard?
Aye.
Aye. Burns?
Aye.
Aye. Case?
Aye.
Aye. Christensen? No. Coe?
Aye.
Dockstetter?
Aye.
Driscoll?
Excused.
Excused. Ellis?
Aye.
Aye. Emmerich?
Aye.
Aye. Hastert?
Aye.
Aye. Hicks?
Aye.
Aye. Kinski?
Aye.
Aye. Landon?
Aye.
Aye. Meyer?
Excused.
And almost present.
Meyer, aye.
Meyer, aye. Moniz?
All right.
Aye. Nethercott?
Aye.
Pappas?
Aye.
Perkins?
Aye.
Peterson?
Aye.
Rothfuss?
Aye.
Scott?
Aye.
Von Flatern?
Aye.
Wasserberger?
Aye.
President Bebout?
Aye.
Aye. Closing vote? Closing vote closed. House Bill 40, 28 aye, 1 no, 1 excused.
By your vote, you have adopted Joint Conference Committee Report Number 1 to House Bill 40, Election Code Revisions. Mr. Majority Floor Leader.
May I privilege the floor?
Yes, sir, you may.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, I'd like to introduce Alexandra Wilkinson. She's a CPA in Casper. She's also a certified forensic examiner and also a certified forensic financial forensics, and she's a very accomplished CPA from Casper, Wyoming, with a very active practice, and she's also serves as the secretary of the Wyoming Business Alliance. And so, if you would join me in welcoming treasurer of the Wyoming Business Alliance. Thank you.
Welcome to the Senate. You got a group of senators from Natrona County you got to keep your eye on. And they all sit over there. I think they all sit over there. There's one over here, too. Thank you very much for being here. I want to read something to the members of the Senate. Dear Senate members and LSO, we just wanted to take this time to sincerely thank each and every single one of you for the most beautiful day for dear Katie Heaton. It meant so much to her. Thank you for taking the time out of your day and busy session, boy, she was right there, to honor her and take pictures. What an incredible moment. Thank you all kindly. Sincerely, Katie, Mary Kay, Brittany, and Catherine. For Katie. Okay, we're at that order of business, signing of enrolled acts. I wait for the chief clerk to run over there so she can run back. Senate Enrolled Act number 36.
Senate Enrolled Act number 36, being original Senate file 100, an act relating to economic diversification.
I'm about to sign Senate Enrolled Act 36, being original Senate file 100. I have so signed. Senate Enrolled Act number 37.
Senate Enrolled Act number 37, being original Senate file 108, an act relating to economic diversification and development.
I'm about to sign Senate Enrolled Act number 37, being original Senate file 108. I have so signed. Senate Enrolled Act number 38.
Senate Enrolled Act number 38, being original Senate file 58, an act relating to game and fish licenses.
I'm about to sign Senate Enrolled Act number 38, being original Senate file 58. I have so signed. Mr. Vice President, why don't you come up here and sign these important enrolled acts? Oh, and by the way, members of the Senate, I've had a visit with the Speaker, and we've decided that what we're going to try to do is they're going to get through all they've got to do while we wait for them, but they're going to make a full court press to get through it today and tomorrow. So plan on spending today and tomorrow. And they're going to try to get caught up and get up and get things done. And they've got a bunch of bills. You've seen their yellow sheet. And so we'll do our work and, we'll wait.
Enrolled Act number 39, having been Senate file 19. Would the reading clerk please read?
Senate Enrolled Act number 39, being original Senate file 19, an act relating to crimes and offenses.
I'm about to sign Enrolled Act number 39, having been original Senate file 19. I have so signed. Enrolled Act number 40, having been Senate file number 40. Oh, that's...
Senate Enrolled Act number 40, being original Senate file 40, an act relating to aeronautics.
And I'm about to sign gladly the Senate Enrolled Act number 40, having been Senate file 40. I have so gladly signed. Enrolled Act number 41, having been Senate file 17.
Senate Enrolled Act number 41, being original Senate file 17, an act relating to prioritization of municipal solid waste facilities, cease and transfer projects.
I'm about to sign Enrolled Act number 41, having been Senate file 17. I have so signed. Enrolled Act Number 42, having been original Senate File 30.
Senate Enrolled Act Number 42, being original Senate File 30, an act related to decedents' estates.
I'm about to sign Enrolled Act Number 42, original Senate File 30. I have so signed. Enrolled Act Number 43, original Senate File 57.
Senate Enrolled Act Number 43, being original Senate File 57, an act relating to attorneys at law.
I'm about to sign Enrolled Act Number 43, having been original Senate File 57. I have so signed. Enrolled Act Number 44, original Senate File 62.
Senate Enrolled Act Number 44, being original Senate File 62, an act relating to water development projects.
I'm about to sign Enrolled Act Number 44, having been original Senate File 62. I have so signed. Senators, let's keep 16 on the floor. I think we're right about 16 at the moment. Enrolled Act 45, having been original Senate File 75.
Senate Enrolled Act Number 45, being original Senate File 75, an act relating to pharmacy.
18. I'm about to sign Enrolled Act Number 45, having been original Senate File 75. I have so signed. Enrolled Act Number 46, having been original Senate File 83.
Senate Enrolled Act Number 46, being original Senate File 83, an act relating to controlled substances.
I'm about to sign Enrolled Act Number 46, having been original Senate File 83. I have so signed. Enrolled Act Number 47, having been original Senate File 66.
Senate Enrolled Act Number 47, being original Senate File 66, an act relating to public health and safety.
I'm about to sign Enrolled Act Number 47, having been original Senate File 66. I have so signed. Enrolled Act Number 48, having been original Senate File 29.
Senate Enrolled Act Number 48, being original Senate File 29, an act relating to education.
I'm about to sign Enrolled Act Number 48, having been original Senate File 29. I have so signed. Enrolled Act Number 49, original Senate File 22.
Senate Enrolled Act Number 49, being original Senate File 22, an act relating to criminal procedure and orders of protection.
I'm about to sign Enrolled Act Number 49, original Senate File 22. I have so signed. Enrolled Act Number 50, having been original Senate File 15.
Senate Enrolled Act Number 50, being original Senate File 15, an act relating to economic development.
I'm about to sign Enrolled Act Number 50, having been original Senate File 15. I've so signed. 2, 4, 6, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16. Enrolled Act Number 51, having been original Senate File 68.
Senate Enrolled Act Number 51, being original Senate File 68, an act relating to state agency planning.
I think we still have 16 in here. I'm about to sign Enrolled Act number 51, original Senate file 68. 16. Okay. I have so signed. That clears the desk of Enrolled Acts. No, it doesn't clear the desk of Enrolled Acts. You like how the president departs at the wrong moment here. Okay, we got another one back. Okay. I'm about to sign our Enrolled Act number 38, House Bill 144.
House Enrolled Act number 38, being original House Bill 144, an act relating to the Uniform Securities Act.
I'm about to sign Enrolled Act number 38, original House Bill 144. Do we have 16? Senators, if you know somebody that is just hanging around somewhere, would you ask them to come back in? So we have just 16 at the moment. I have so signed Enrolled Act number 39, House Bill original House Bill 39.
House Enrolled Act number 39, being original House Bill number 39, an act relating to motor vehicle license plates.
I'm about to sign Enrolled Act number 39, having been original House Bill 39. I so signed Enrolled Act number 40, having been original House Bill 84.
House Enrolled Act number 40, being original House Bill 84, an act relating to highways.
I'm about to sign Enrolled Act number 40, having been original House Bill 84. I so signed Enrolled Act number 41, original House Bill 170.
House Enrolled Act number 41, being original House Bill 170, an act relating to the Children's Trust Fund.
I'm 16th. I think he's counting me. So one time I do count. I'm about to sign Enrolled Act number 41, having been original House Bill 170. I so signed House Enrolled Act number 42, having been original House Bill 42.
House Enrolled Act number 42, being original House Bill 42, an act relating to criminal procedure and sentencing.
I'm about to sign Enrolled Act number 42, having been original House Bill 42. I've so signed Enrolled Act number 43, having been original House Bill 172.
House Enrolled Act number 43, being original House Bill 172, an act relating to oil and gas taxes.
I'm about to sign Enrolled Act number 43, having been original House Bill 172. I so signed Enrolled Act number 44, having been original House Bill 26.
House Enrolled Act number 44, being original House Bill 26, an act relating to criminal procedure.
I'm about to sign Enrolled Act number 44, having been original House Bill 26. I so signed Enrolled Act number 45, having been original House Bill 41.
House Enrolled Act number 45, being original House Bill 41, an act relating to public health.
I'm about to sign Enrolled Act number 45, having been original House Bill 41. I've so signed. Enrolled Act Number 46, having been original House Bill 103.
House Enrolled Act Number 46, being original House Bill 103, an act relating to administration of the government.
I'm about to sign Enrolled Act Number 46, having been original House Bill 103. I've so signed Enrolled Act, Enrolled Joint Resolution Number 2, having been House Joint Resolution 5.
House Joint Resolution Number 2, being original House Joint Resolution 5. A joint resolution to the United States Secretary of the Interior and the Director of the National Park Service relating to the collection of wildlife conservation fees at Yellowstone National Park and Grand Teton National Park.
I'm about to sign Enrolled Joint Resolution Number 2, having been original House Joint Resolution 5, and I'm sure they're waiting for this. I have so signed. Enrolled Act Number 47, having been original House Bill 175.
House Enrolled Act Number 48. I'm sorry, House Enrolled Act Number 47, being original House Bill 175, an act relating to community colleges and the University of Wyoming.
I'm about to sign Enrolled Act Number 47, having been House Bill once, original House Bill 175. I'm so signed. Enrolled Act Number 48, having been original House Bill 36.
House Enrolled Act Number 48, being original House Bill 36, an act relating to the regulation of traffic on highways.
I'm about to sign Enrolled Act Number 48, having been original House Bill 36. I've so signed. Do we have still have 16? Three. 16 exactly. Enrolled Act Number 49, having been original House Bill 14.
House Enrolled Act Number 49, being original House Bill 14, an act relating to municipalities.
Well, we know I'm not going anywhere.
You're stuck.
I'm about to sign Enrolled Act Number 49, having been original House Bill 14. I have so signed Enrolled Act Number 50, having been original House Bill 157.
House Enrolled Act Number 50, being original House Bill 157, an act relating to health care providers.
Exactly. I'm about to sign Enrolled Act Number 50, being House Bill 157, original House Bill 157. I've so signed. Enrolled Act Number 51, having been original House Bill 192.
House Enrolled Act Number 51, being original House Bill Number 192, an act relating to the legislature.
We have 16. I'm about to sign Enrolled Act Number 51. Having been original House Bill 192. I have so signed. Enrolled Act Number 52, having been original House Bill 156.
House Enrolled Act Number 52, being original House Bill 156, an act relating to the state song.
I'm about to sign Enrolled Act Number 52, having been original House Bill 156. I have so signed. Anybody want to sing it? Enrolled Joint Resolution Number 3, having been original House Joint Resolution 8.
House Joint Resolution Number 3, being original House Joint Resolution 8, a joint resolution to commemorate the sesquicentennial of the signing of the 1868 Treaty of Fort Bridger.
I'm about to sign Enrolled Joint Resolution Number 3, having been original House Joint Resolution 8. I've so signed. You don't have any more, do you? Ellen, are we? Mr. President.
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Vice President. May I have privilege of the floor?
You may.
Thank you, Mr. Vice President. Members of the Senate, I want to stand before you and apologize to you. Yesterday, during the heat of the debate, instead of coming out here and asking for and debating from my desk, I debated from up there, and I was particularly looking at one of my colleagues, who's not there right now, from the ivory tower instead of addressing the chair. So, you know, the most important thing we have as we work through a session like we're going through right now is a process and support the process. And you've heard me say that many times, Mr. Vice President, the commitment I have to the great institution, the Senate, State of Wyoming, and the process. And so I was a little out of line on the process for yesterday, and for that I apologize. However, I was right in what I said. I want you to all know that, but I do apologize. I apologize to my colleague from Laramie County or from Albany County, excuse me, and I just wanted to make that point. Thank you, Mr. Vice President.
Thank you, Mr. President. We never doubted your correctness of your ideology. Senator Wasserberger.
Well, Mr. Chairman, can I have privilege of the floor, please?
You may.
I, too, would like to apologize to my good senator from Sheridan County, and I was reading his chart. I did not realize that those were biennial numbers. Those numbers are correct. I did say that his position was correct, so I apologize to him and would like to make sure that the floor knows that.
Thank you, Senator Wasserberger. You are a history teacher for a reason. Yeah. Senator Burns, what do you need to apologize?
Mr. Vice President, so many things, but actually probably a public apology to the Speaker of the House. I said some inordinate things and compared him unfavorably to a timeshare salesman back last Tuesday. The press picked it up. And I went down and apologized to him, and he was gracious to me. But it's been reprinted in the Cheyenne paper as of this morning, so I'm going to continue my apology tour.
Thank you, Senator Burns. You had lots to apologize, and I'm glad you narrowed it down. Senator Hicks.
Mr. Vice President, I'm not aware of any future transgressions that I may commit, but I'd just like to apologize for any of those at this point in time.
You have a blanket apology, Senator Hicks. Anyone else like to apologize or announce something? Or if not, motion to end apology.
Does anybody know where the missing senators are? Senator Landon.
I believe that we have an antelope signing going on for some antelope licenses.
Well, I need to be there for that. Have they started? Or
I think, weren't you a co-sponsor?
Oh, I believe so. No.
By the way, Mr. President, may I have privilege of the floor real quick?
Yeah, real quick.
You know, I got to thinking about it, and I think I do want to apologize for my irritations this morning, which were directed at the place down at the other end of the hall. Which have been constant, but this morning they rose to a different level, and so I do want to apologize for that. We're going to make it through this. I know that they are doing the best they can.
Is that open for debate?
Well, why don't we just the Senate will stand at ease. Oh. Yeah, we probably want to wait till everybody's here. I will.
Pocket
okay, the Senate will stand at ease till the sound of the gavel.